Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson. Vince Ferrara pinch hitting for Jimmy Hyams, and we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline to be joined by a very special guest, a longtime friend in Barry Rice, part of the outstanding operation that is VFL Films. And if you haven't heard, there is going to be a celebration of Johnny Majors this Friday on ESPNU at 6 o'clock. It will be Tennessee, Virginia in the Sugar Bowl. At 8 o'clock, it will be Straight Ahead, or I should say Johnny Majors Straight Ahead, the documentary that we're about to talk to Barry about. And then after that, it'll be the Sugar Bowl victory for Pitt in the what was the national championship victory for the Panthers over Georgia before John Majors returned to the University of Tennessee. But Barry, always appreciate you. How are you doing these days?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Big thumbs up. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, so, well, thanks for having me.
Well, very much appreciate it, and I can't wait to see it because you guys just do excellent work, one project to the next. But what was it like, and how did this come about?
Well, a couple of two big questions there. How did it come about? I'll tell you, it was pretty instantaneous. We found out Coach Majors passed on June 3rd, and I got that evening a Zoom meeting invite from Coach Fulmer, and in the morning, so the next morning on the 4th, I've tuned in, and it was loaded with players and coaches and people that loved him. And the point of it was Coach Fulmer, you know, was saying, what can we do to honor this guy? Because the quick answer was, well, we all remember what we did when John Ward passed 2 years ago. Let's do that. And that would have been great if there wasn't a coronavirus lurking. So it, in a little bit of a way, it felt like it kind of, you know, cut us off at the pass. Like, oh, no, well, you know, what can we do? And that was the question. It was about an hour-long call. And finally we said, well, we can try to call ESPN and try to do a documentary, you know, see what happens. So that was how it got started. And things were up in the air, but there was not time to really sit and wonder, you know, would we end up on ESPN or how would it be? There were too many questions. So all we could do is just get to work, which we did. And I tell you, it was it's amazing when I say that it was less than a month ago that that Zoom call happened. And we're sitting here with an hour-long documentary for ESPN inside of a month. It was amazing. It was great teamwork by everyone, from the people on that Zoom call to the Vol Network to VFL Films. It definitely took all hands on deck.
Barry, talk about the content selection process, because I imagine that the cutting room floor would be awfully entertaining as well.
Oh, it was a bloodbath. It was a bloodbath because as an editor, you fall in love with these moments, particularly when it's a tribute to someone you love. And again, we didn't know where we were going to air, how we were going to air. So, well, frankly, my first cut was 5 hours. And just because I'm weird, I loved it. But I knew nobody would sit through 5 hours. I got it down to about a two-hour cut and really felt like this is the cut. This is what I want the world to see. The show's Coach Major's personality, it, you know, really shows the man I knew. Well, through no fault of their own, it's just the way things happen. ESPN could only accept an hour. So the floor just, you know, the edit room floor just got to be a disaster area. In about a day, I took my 2 hour and made it into one, and I was shedding some tears there because I just thought, oh, you can't cut this. You can't possibly cut this. And then we cut it. And, you know, and I feel bad, and I don't know if any of them are out there listening, but we had several former players come in, give us their time, tell us their favorite stories. And my two-hour version had a lot of that. But frankly, a lot of the stories and things like that got cut away in the process of making a documentary that not only told the story of Johnny Majors, but the idea was, let's tell the story as told by Johnny Majors. So there just wasn't as much space for personal recollections and things like that. But But fear not, we are thinking about a way to maybe release an uncut version down the road, and people can then see what we saw.
What was ESPN like to work with to put this together?
Well, you know, and maybe it's because of the time frame. But I have a little bit of knowledge from friends and acquaintances and some personal experience of what it's like to work with any network on an hour-long documentary. If they're turning over their airtime to you, they are strictly regulating it and really taking ownership of the project. They took ownership of this, but they understood that to do this in two and a half weeks, they needed to get out of the way and let us do what we had to do. And they did. They did. Rarely, let me restate that, never have I just sent a first cut of a documentary to a network and said, here it is, let's run it. But that's where we are. And it's not as if it's, you know, cut any corners. I'm very, very proud of this. And like I said, very, very proud of all the people that helped to make it happen. But, there, you know, ESPN said, thank you, congratulations, we'll see you on Friday. That's unheard of.
Well, it one, as you just talked about, with just the turnaround from the Zoom call itself, where the notion was discussed to the finished product airing on a national network, international for that matter, this Friday, that is an amazing turnaround. One of the things that stood out to me, Barry, and as you talked about, not only is this somebody that meant so much to the University of Tennessee, Tennessee football, but it's also somebody you just simply loved if you happen to be fortunate enough to know Coach Majors. But one of the things that stood out on when the news came and the day that he had passed, there were so many people that couldn't wait to share stories, favorite stories. But there was also, it was a day that wasn't about grief. It was about laughter, and it was about smiling. And it was, I think yep. It was just, it would be exactly what Coach Majors would have preferred the reaction to be. And I'm just wondering, when you get to use so many of his phrases, words, quotes, what is it like to be a part of a project like this where, again, so celebrated and just simply so appreciated?
Well, you're so right. And I have to share one personal story. On the day we found out, on the 3rd of June, my wife, Susan, happened to be out of town. And so when she heard, she texted, and she was very concerned about me personally. Kept checking on me throughout the day. She didn't get back till late at night. Well, in those intervening hours, I spent on my edit system looking at all these clips, reliving all these moments. Well, by the time she gets home, she comes down to my office expecting me to be sobbing in the floor in total grief. And instead, I'm pretty much having a party. I'm laughing. I'm tearful. It's like she walks in and realizes he's having a great day. What has happened? You know, but that was just the nature of Coach Mason. In his presence, you were having a really great day. Well, unless you were a player and had messed up a drill. But, you know, let's talk about the later in life Majors that you were having a great day. And I had so many great days with him. And just reliving them through this documentary, it's been really something special.
So many of his stories have been told through the years. How many stories were you privy to or you got to hear for the first time while you were doing this?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, listen, I've known Coach Majors, and I'd say for, you know, 30 years personally, and, you know, several years just by reputation before that. I was pretty certain I had heard every story that could be heard, and I was hanging out. More stories came along, and you just realized this guy was just somehow some kind of superhero of, you know, great stories to share and tell. And I get, you know, I got the impression in talking to everybody, everybody has several of the stories that everybody knows. And then everybody has one story only they know. And, you know, I think that's why everybody felt so close to him. You know, you think, oh, he's my special friend. And then you realize everybody thinks he's my special friend. You know, he just has that way about him. So,
Barry,
yeah, I'll just, I'll go ahead.
I'm sorry, Barry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Barry. I'm sorry. In putting this together, Barry, in like the time that John mentioned how quickly you're able to turn it around, I know you understand the talent and the resources that are there with VFL Films. I don't think people know just how special of a group the work and the quality the VFL Films puts together. Brag on them a little bit and how you're able to be a part of something that is, I think, setting the standard in video and production and film around all of college sports.
Oh, I couldn't be more proud. I mean, these guys, people give me a lot of credit, but I'm telling you, Link Hudson's running the show over there now, and what he's done is taken this kernel of an idea that we had back in the day with about, you know, three or four guys, and he's put it into this, you know, really impressive larger group, putting out more fires on a daily basis. You know, it really is impressive what gets done every day that some people never see because it's specific to a sport or it's specific, you know, in recruiting, and really nobody else sees it, or, you know, on the SEC network. You know, it's just so much stuff is generated, so much content every day. And look, I know every guy in my position at every school is going to say I have the best shop in the country. Well, they're lying, but I am telling you the truth. There's nobody that displays as much skill and talent and just knowledge of the industry. And here's the winning ingredient, passion for what they do. And that's VFL Films.
Well, not only do you have the work that obviously stands on its own with one great project done after another, but also what has it been like to see an incredible podcast come along, a host of volunteers?
Well, here's what's weird. It's an audio format, of course. I'm a video guy, so my resume says. And yet, this is the most fun I have had in my career. This is a project that I'm just eating up every day that I get to work on it. And I do have to put it away occasionally. Obviously, in the last month, I have to put it away. But we're working on season two coming up. And it's just such a pleasure. There are certain stories that I've heard parts of or sort of or allegedly this happened. And this is my opportunity to go track down the suspects and ask them personally, is this true? Did this really happen? And what were your experiences while you were playing at Tennessee? And you get surprising answers, the confirmation in some cases. You get all the news stories in lots of cases. And I just love the fact that we're able to marry the stories that these people have wanted to tell, frankly. And I get to merge those stories and those interviews with this archive of John Ward and Bill Anderson audio that for the most part has been on a shelf for years and years and years, not to be heard by anybody. Well, now everybody gets to hear them. And I tell you what, I am a blessed man just to be able to do that and say that that's my job. Crazy.
Our guest is Barry Rice of VFL Films. And again, coming up this Friday, starting at 6 o'clock with Tennessee and Virginia in the Sugar Bowl, it'll be from 6 until 8 o'clock on ESPNU, and then it'll be straight ahead, or Johnny Major, straight ahead, the documentary that airs from 8 until 9, and then after that, the 77 Sugar Bowl, where Pitt beat Georgia as Coach Majors led the Panthers to the national title at that point in time. And when you have put this project together and you brought everything together, what was it like? Is there much footage from Johnny's playing days?
There is. And you know, let me brag on Ernie Robertson, but this was even before Ernie's time. Tennessee has one of the most astounding archives in America. I think Alabama is probably comparable. USC is probably comparable. I think maybe Notre Dame. But, you know, We go all the way back to 1926 with our film archive. That's not counting photographs, of course.
Wow.
And our audio has bits of audio from 46. So it's an impressive archive. And there was footage of Coach Majors as a player. Now, the way I could quibble is there was no low-angle footage, and that drives me crazy. But beggars can't be choosers. Back then, they pretty much covered it for the coaches. So what we have to look at is what we call coaches' film from back then. And there's pretty much every game he played in, and even an orange and white game, or a spring scrimmage as well. So there's plenty of footage of him. But it, as we talked about before in the cutting, you know, in the two-hour version, you know, we don't even get to him being the coach of Tennessee until hour two, you know. Mm-hmm. In the one-hour version, we pretty much got through his playing career pretty quick and jumped on into his graduate coach and assistant coaching pretty quick in the first segment. So there's not a lot of it, but I think what we do show is pretty awesome, frankly.
Well, can't wait to see it. And again, it's coming up this Friday. The documentary will air at 8 o'clock on ESPNU. And if you don't catch it Friday, then know that it will air at noon Eastern Sunday on Channel 8. But, Barry, thank you so much for telling us what it was like to put this together. And we'll sit here and wait patiently for the hopes that we'll get to see the uncut version, the five-hour Barry Rice edition. Before all is said and done. But thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to see it.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And, Vince, if you haven't had the opportunity to just cross paths with Barry Rice or Link Hudson, two of the nicest guys, just period, that you could ever hope to find on the planet, and we get to see their amazing work, one project to the next, representing the University of Tennessee. They are such incredible pieces to have as part of the athletics puzzle for Tennessee.
You're absolutely right. Wonderful people, wonderful at what they do as well. That's a pretty nice and valuable combination. They are the best in the business.
We appreciate Barry joining us.